Have roll call, please, Michelle.
Dr. Behrens.
Here.
Mr. Heck.
Here.
Mrs. Myers.
Here.
Mr. Van Wassenova.
Here.
Mrs. Vincent.
Here.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Here. Can we stand for the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Shaw, are there any additions or deletions to tonight's agenda?
Yes, we will be removing new business C, first reading of board policies.
Okay. Now that we know what we're doing, can I get a motion?
Oh, gotcha. I move to adopt the agenda as presented with the exclusion of item C under new business.
Support?
Support.
Can we have a roll call, please, Michelle?
Dr. Behrens?
Yes.
Mr. Heck?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Van Wassenova?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes, and the motion passes. Takes us to superintendent comments. Mr. Shaw.
Okay, so first off, last board meeting, Yvonne came and spoke to the board. So I want to go over those items. And SUMA grads, and so that was addressed very quickly. That was out into the newspaper immediately. We did have a conversation that each year it does change as far as what their confessions are, and so we will be having a conversation with our high school principal on that part of it. Cabinet, so I explained that the cabinet has been here, and that Dr. Everly was an assistant soup a long time ago, but that we don't have assistant soups in our district. She and I spoke about the bathrooms at the high school, and then she was already fully aware of the summer school and the buses. So we spoke on that today there. Next is I have our student board, student delegate with us, Daniel Rhodes. So Daniel. So coming down here. So Daniel's been with us for 2 years, correct? Yep, on our Board of Education, graduated. You were one of our kids, though, that was up and gave a confession, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're not going to do that tonight, are you?
Nope.
Okay. I didn't think so. It was probably recorded there, so we'll keep that there. But I will say one of the joys I've always had when I see Daniel is a great big smile. And with not knowing a lot of our high school kids this year, walking through the high school, he could have looked away, but he didn't, and gave a big smile and a handshake always, and I truly appreciate it. Appreciated that, and his time on our student board of delegates and his leadership. So with much appreciation, sir. Thank you so much. So this next one, just over a week and a half ago, I received a phone call from Wendy. Wendy's like, Mr. Shaw, you won't believe what's happened. And she goes, we have earned a pretty cool award. And she had to explain it to me because I'm like, okay, what is this group right here? And it's the National School Public Relations Association. So Wendy is a part of the Public School Relations Association in the nation, and she put up for our school the Week in Review. So we started that back in January and put it up into the competition. Some of the schools that we went up against was Hawaii, the State Department of Hawaii. Went up against Dayton Public Schools, Cincinnati Public Schools, and we were one of 58 schools in the state, in the country, to receive the Excellence Award, and that's all because of Wendy. And there were 14 schools that received a Merit Award and 14 honorable mention. Okay, so we were one of one other school in the state of Michigan, Royal Oak, that received the Excellence Award. And that document right there, and back up a little bit though. Schools also that were in there, San Diego Unified. So a huge school district. Omaha in there, huge school district. And our Week in Review was picked as an excellence e-newsletter communication, and it's only 6 months old. And so congratulations, Wendy, on submitting and all of your work every single week. It is a wonderful document that goes out every week to our community over the summer, where we hope to get actually more of our community members involved and always just getting that email and seeing it. And we are truly proud of her and all that she has done for our school district in making us look good. So Wendy, come on up and receive your plaques. Oh, no, we're not done yet. So the first plaque says, National School Publication, Public Relations Association's Publications and Digital Media Excellence Award, and then the true certificate from them for that. So these are yours and the beautiful flowers.
Oh.
I would like to say that those things were my idea, but they weren't. I appreciate everyone that has helped to put that together. And when it came to the weekend review, I had the idea around it. And what you would have seen had I published it would have been something like this. Just a white piece of paper gone out for it. She took it to a level that was more than I could have ever imagined. So thank you. That's all I have for first comments.
All right. Darla, do we have any public commentary on board agenda items only?
No, we do not.
Okay. That takes us on to acceptance of reports. Is there any discussion on that? We're good with those? All right. Next would be we have our consent agenda item. Can I get a motion to approve our consent agenda item? Are there any items that need to be pulled from the consent agenda item? I'm sorry.
I'm requesting that B2E, B2E, B2F, G, and H be pulled for further discussion related to policy 3120, 4120, 3111, and 4111.
Well, I would ask why, but we'll get to that. Which ones did we pull?
E, F, and H, correct?
G and H.
G and H?
Yeah.
Let me repeat that again just to make sure so I can make a motion. E, F, G, and H.
Yes.
And then I will move to approve the consent agenda as presented, plus the items on it, with the exceptions of items E, F, G, and H.
Is there support?
Support.
All right. Any more discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Heck?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Van Wassernova?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
No.
Dr. Behrens?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
No. The motion passes. All right. So that brings us to...
We're
going to
tackle E first.
Oh, yep. Can we... Can we get a motion then for the E, the administrator appointment?
I move to approve Laura Lavender as administrator with the Monroe Public School effective July 1, 2023, and place her on the appropriate administrative master agreement.
Is there support?
Support.
So these are not going to be open for further discussion once they've been pulled?
We have to do a motion so we can do a discussion.
Thank you.
Now we can have the discussion.
Thank you.
Okay. It's open for discussion.
I'll go first. Okay. My reason for pulling these is I sent an email out kind of explaining this. There are policies. One is 3120 and the other one's 4120. And they're related to the creating of positions for staff to be filled. 3120 is the employment of professional staff. It starts out, the Board of Education recognizes it as vital to the successful operation of the district, the positions created by the board. And the other one is for support staff. Based on these policies, as I look at these positions, I'm not aware of any time that the board has enlisted the creating of positions and these positions and those going forward. So I wanted to open it for discussion based on those two policies. I want to be compliant with the policies, and I'm not confident that we are.
I'm confident that we are, because in the part for Andy, it is his job to make these positions. I mean, we have to have our administrator's appointment. All of these that are here before us have to be filled. It's not something that I can ever remember voting on. Can you?
We're not filling the positions. The policies state that the positions will be created by the board, and then they will be filled. So the board creates the positions according to the two policies. The administration then fulfills the positions that were approved by the board. Is how I read those two policies. Then that's exactly what they say. I just read it.
Yep. So we're going to finish it, though. The Board of Education, this is for appointment of professional staff, recognizes that it is vital to the successful operation of the district that positions created by the board be filled with highly qualified and competent personnel. So when we're filling those positions that are created, the board underneath policy 1400, and this is the job descriptions policy right there, issues to the superintendent all other job descriptions. The board creates a job description for the superintendent, shall be defined by the board as a policy of the board. All other job descriptions shall be defined as administrative guidelines of the superintendent, and each shall contain the following provisions. And so it gets into what those provisions are. So the superintendent creates a job description.
Right.
When it comes to these positions right here, these are positions that were already in our school district. So the board is not, where I'm going right here is that it is not the board's job to go to create positions, to create this work. That's the job of your district, your superintendent, and your cabinet and other members to create those jobs. And so we have positions, that'd be like asking you to come in here and write a job description, or you to go for us to come each time and say, okay, we need to hire now a principal. Can we do that? Or we need to hire a support staff member.
No, that's kind of what I have you for.
So
on the two policies that I read, the Board of Education recognizes that it's vital to the successful operation that positions created by the board. What you're describing are the job descriptions of those positions. So are we indicating that there have been no positions within the districts that's been created that haven't previously existed? Okay.
So, like, those two have existed for, what, the last 6 years, 5 or 6 years?
Okay.
I see what Daryl is saying, I think. And I see what you're saying, Mary. I think Daryl is correct that the board creates positions. I don't think that's done by the administrators. I just don't think of this way.
According to policy, it's not.
You're right, and I agree with you there. The filling, however, as Mary has indicated here, I think we've had the principals at Arborwood for, we've created that long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did.
It's not a new creation.
No, right. None of these are.
All four of these positions were already existing. It's not something new. It was a vacant position that we now found qualified staff to fill the positions.
Right. Okay.
Fill these
and
positions.
The newest one out of these would be the registered behavior tech, which was approved by the board last year as a new position.
So the board did approve new positions.
Correct.
The new ones, yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think you're correct that we do have to create the positions.
Yeah.
And that's not something the administrators do.
It's just
administrate what we create.
Right.
Well, but we don't. We bring the recommendation to you.
You can
pick. Just like we bring the recommendation for a hire. But if you were to come to us and say, I want a position for here, for this right. exact, and you name a position that doesn't fit into the system, I'd be like, that position doesn't work in what in how we do things.
Well, that's not administrator's job, though. Administrator's job, creates positions.
But you don't, though.
Administrate whatever.
According to policy, it does.
But you're not the educators in the room to
do that job. I'm not saying we're not experts. You're correct. Nobody says we are experts. That's why we hire staff that are experts. And we say to the board, or the board says to the administrators, this is what we need. As a community, this is what we feel we need, okay?
Okay.
You could disagree with this. Doesn't matter. That's not the position of the administrator. They're to administrate whatever or not the board creates.
Right.
I think that's what Darla's reading there. So I think you're correct, Darla. I think the board has to create the positions, okay, just like we do flow charts. That's why Cindy came to us, you know, some time ago and said, this is what we think we're going to do.
Right.
That's why she came to us.
Right.
She didn't just say, hey, I'm just going to hire XYZ because I need somebody here. That's not the way it works, okay? We create the positions, then it's filled. It's administered by the administrators.
Right.
So, I mean, I think you're right, but I think in this position, I think Mary's correct that
Positions have already been created, right. So these policies are not applicable to these four positions.
No,
okay.
I think it's great you brought it up, but we fulfill those requirements.
But it's not correct.
I think it is correct.
But it's not right here. If there was a period after the word board, if we had a period right there, the Board of Education recognized that it is vital to the successful operation of the district that positions created by the board.
Be filled.
The next part, though, says be filled by highly qualified. Where's the policy that says the board creates the positions?
There's no punctuation. It is a complete sentence because there is no punctuation when you mention punctuation. In order for grammatical sentences to make sense, a punctuation in the middle of it changes it. There is no punctuation.
Okay.
Administrators administrate, boards create. That's
yes.
What we do. That's the difference. That's why we don't.
But in this situation, it's not applicable.
I would like to make a friendly amendment to the motion on the floor to add to the approval of E, I would like to add F, G, H, and I.
Okay.
Before I agree, is that the, I mean,
I's not in.
Obviously, it was.
Okay,
it was
not
pulled.
I. Sorry.
Yeah.
It was
through
H. Mean,
okay, so you're wanting to put them back as a consent agenda item?
Well, it's not really a consent. It's to add F, G, and H
to amend the motion.
We probably can't do that. Well,
think
I guess we could.
We could, as long as somebody seconds the motion.
So what are we doing to catch me up?
We're going to put E,
G, and H.
H.
So you're
as one vote, correct? One vote. As one vote.
That's the friendly amendment.
Yes.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Okay, yes. Is there support?
Support.
Wait.
Now we can have discussion.
No, you can't. The request was that there would be a change to the motion made by myself. I didn't agree to it yet because I want to see what those concerns are. If the concerns are the same, well, that's fine. If the concerns are different, however, we pull them off the agenda for a reason.
So you wanted to go through each one of them one at a time?
Well, I mean, if they're the same, I mean, if...
Are the concerns the same, Darla?
I'm not sure what you're asking me.
Everyone that you pulled off, the E's, was your concern all the same for that's why you pulled them? It sounds like to me it was.
On the creating of the positions?
Yes.
Well, yes. Yeah, it was based on those four policies.
Okay. So we've discussed that, and your discussion for F, G, and H would have been the same, correct?
Based on the creating of positions, correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then I would consent to the amendment, Scott's amendment to my motion.
Okay.
I forgot who seconded
it. Is there support?
Mary.
Support.
No, Mary got support. Okay, can we move forward?
Just to make sure that these were all positions that were already created.
They were all positions that was already created.
Okay, gotcha.
Roll call, please, Michelle.
Mr. Heck?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Van Wassenova?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Dr. Behrens?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
This is just the amendment.
And
now we need to vote on the motion.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
So is there support for that?
Support.
Let's make a motion.
We don't know what you're doing.
Somebody make a motion. Because, man, we've made a mess out of this over nothing.
I move that we, well, do you want me to read them all or?
Yeah, absolutely.
I move that we appoint Laura Lavender as administrator with the Monroe Public School effective July 1, 2023, with the appropriate master salary appropriate with the master agreement. I move that we approve Holly Moore as administrator of Monroe Public Schools effective July 1, 2023, and place her on the appropriate level of our master agreement.
Yes, I did.
Salary level. And I move that we approve appoint Gabrielle Hort as exempt registered behavior technician with the Monroe Public School effective August 14, 2023, and place her on the appropriate salary level. And I move that we approve Jessica Odette as the exempt secretary to the Executive Director of Student Services with Monroe Public School effective July 1, 2023, and place her on the appropriate salary level.
Is there support?
Support.
Any discussion?
Didn't we just approve this?
No, we approved the amendment to my motion.
The amendment to the motion, and now we're approving the actual motion. All right.
Michelle, could we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Van Wachenova?
I could do that. Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Dr. Behrens?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Heck?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes, and the motion passes. Do we have any of these folks here?
We do.
All right.
So, step to the mic. Introduce yourself, and yes, I'm going to request a number of years here.
Oh, okay. All right. I am Laura Lavender. I have been here, I'm finishing up my 23rd year. This is actually my second career. I actually started out in higher education and then down at TPS. I appreciate questions. I ask questions constantly. That gives me even more confidence that now I have everyone's approval, questions and all, to be appointed as the administrator, or one of the administrators. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Laura.
So, hold on.
Laura, we want you.
You got to come over around and shake your hand.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Just don't trip over that.
You can always do a third career in higher ed.
Congratulations, Laura.
Do my job.
It's my only job.
All right, Holly.
I'm Holly Moore. I have been teaching for MPS for 5 years, but it's my 16th year in education. I'm actually a Monroe Public Schools student, so that's me. And I will be at Arborwood, too.
What did you teach between then?
I was in Kentucky.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Yep, then moved back.
Okay.
Yep.
Congrats. Good move. Okay.
I am Abigail Hall. I'm a registered behavior technician. I've been an RBT for almost 2 years. We're coming up a couple days on that. I'm very excited to help support with all of our high behavior students, and I'm looking forward to a great school year.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations, Abigail.
Congratulations.
All right. Tell us who you are.
I'm Jessica Odette. I will be the secretary for Director of Student Services. This is a big change for me to be within schools, and I'm very excited. It'll be a nice, excited, welcome change.
Oh, great. All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
No calls.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Handicap ramps in there.
We'll approve that with our.
All right. I believe that brings us to resignations.
Those were in the consent agenda.
All right.
With the people that are leaving, it represents over 120.
So we're in new business.
Mm-hmm. And the one position that we didn't think we were going to be able to fill, which was the French teacher, was the first person that Mr. Shaw and I met at the job fair in Toledo, and she is coming to
Nice.
Monroe, so we're going to be able to have French, and we are just elated. And she's fabulous.
Good.
She's a second career person. She was doing some marketing, I believe, but she speaks and she's like totally into French, so we are going to be have a French teacher.
Good.
Good. Good.
Excited.
Bonjour.
Is it
bonjour?
Oui, oui.
Bonjour.
All right.
I don't know.
Multi-language here.
That brings us to new business. Next on the agenda here would be the adoption of the final amendment of the 2023 budget. Ms. Shook.
Thank you, President Zimmerman. Tonight, we are asking the board to move to adopt the final amended 2022-2023 budgets for the General Fund, Food Service Fund, Student and School Activity Fund, 2020 Bond Debt Fund, Building and Site Sinking Fund, Building and Site Fund, and 2020 Bond Capital Projects Funds as presented.
Is there a motion?
I move that we approve the final amended budget for 2023.
Support?
Support.
Any discussion? Cassie, I'd just like to say you did a really great presentation and a great job.
Thank you.
I appreciate Concur. It.
Appreciation night.
Michelle, could we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wassernova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes. And the motion passes. I believe that brings us to the D part here, the adoption of the proposed 23-24 budget. Ms. Shook again.
Thank you again, President Zimmerman. And tonight, we are also asking the board to move to adopt the 2023-2024 proposed budgets for the General Food Service, Student and School Activity, 2020 Bond Debt, Building and Site Sinking Fund, Building and Site Fund, and 2020 Bond Capital Projects Funds as presented. Furthermore, the board has determined that the millage rates be established at 18 mills non-homestead and 6 mills commercial personal property for operating purposes. An additional 1 mil be levied for building and site sinking fund on all property as approved by referendum in 2018, and that 1.5 mils be levied for the 2020 bond debt fund on all property as approved by the voters May 5th, 2020.
Can I get a motion?
Ms. Shook, I'd like to make a motion which both thanks you and your colleagues for your work and approves the proposed 23-24 budget as stated.
I'll support.
Do you support?
Yes.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none, Michelle, could we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Van Wassernova?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Dr. Behrens?
Yes.
Mr. Heck?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes. And the motion passes. And seeing that we have no old business tonight, I will turn it over to Mr. Shaw for superintendent comments.
All right, so I only have three. July 4th is coming very quickly. Just as a reminder that that is a day off for MPS employees. Spectacular summer semester. The first session wraps up this Thursday. It's gotten off to a great start. We reconvene on July the 10th. And the only hiccup we've had was yesterday, no power over the Kennebush, and then water issues over at the middle school. And neither one were our fault. I'll just say that out loud. So,
anybody you'd like to throw under the bus?
Mother Nature.
Don't blame God, please.
No, no, we'll take the rain. There was no, no complaints there. Then the last one was summer projects. So. Summer construction projects got underway, like 3 minutes, I think, was probably it, Dave, after a building students and staff left. It might not even have been 3 minutes. I mean, they might have been, the bell might have rung and people were walking in and moving stuff out of there. It's amazing. You're going to see pictures soon at from the high school of what the A-wing looks like. And we went through last Thursday, and it's already been gutted out on the second floor and new stuff going in. Carpet's been ripped up. And the same when you go over to Custer, new carpeting we put down there. Arborwood has South and Custer, new generators getting installed. And then, let's see here, Raisinville and Waterloo and Manor have the new boilers going in and unit ventilators getting all prepped there. So lots and lots happening right there. So look for pictures later on. So it's amazing, though, how fast things are already moving for this summer. So that takes care of my comments, though.
Okay. That brings us to public commentary. Any topic? Darla, do we have anyone?
No, we do not.
Okay. Are there any board member comments tonight?
I would like to make a comment. Superintendent Shaw, when things go wrong, boards are the first to let you hear. When they go right, you often don't hear. I just want to thank you for all your hard work. And you've been shaking and baking since you came on. So
thank you.
I just want to make that note. Thank you so
much. I would agree with that 100%.
I've got a couple.
Absolutely.
This more is maybe geared towards Terry, but I know we got training coming up from the reading and writing here in July.
They are actually here this week.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
If we could, when maybe a couple of teachers that participate, if they could come to the board and kind of give us some feedback after it's over.
There's a lot of excitement around this, and we have, I can't remember the exact number, it's around 50 staff members that are participating.
Okay, great. And the other thing, I know, Andy, we've talked about this, but I think really like to see for the Orchard High School kids, mm-hmm. get them eligible for the CTE programs. Mm-hmm. So, however, if we can get that somehow going forward in the near future.
Rosalie Pasco, ran into Rosalie, and that was her request. She said, will you please let the board know? I hope that they can work on that. So I told her I would, so I am. On your comment, sorry.
Thanks, Tom.
I have a couple. I know that part of the review for the Andy's contract, because we were mentioning Andy, was that the motion was made that we, by the end of June, review the revisions to the contract that were made by that motion, and we didn't address those yet.
Yeah, that was actually the, we talked about the evaluation component to it.
Well, it was the, what was it?
Scott's motion.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that based on?
Yes, and that's, in our last board meeting, that's what you will be here in July. We'll have a special meeting specifically for that.
For setting goals and the contract. Yep. So that wasn't due by June 30th?
No, I think what?
No.
I'm missing something, sorry.
If I remember correctly, Scott, we had a third component or whatever, not component, to Andy's contract. That had contingencies in it.
Yes.
And Scott said that we will address it before the end of June.
Yes.
I think that's maybe what you're referring to.
I don't know. I was thinking about that, too. We have our work to do, and we need to do that in conjunction with the superintendent. Yeah. So we really need to get on that.
Yeah. The contract is a three-year contract, so that was already put in place. And so for 2023-24, it's all set. It's the evaluation and the goals. So that's what's going to be here in July.
Well, I think also, I think Scott's point was that there's a third component that was contingent upon various measurements being
attained. The metrics,
Right, and that was part of that goal session. So I'll dig out.
I'll put that in there. Okay.
Yeah, that was part of it.
Scott, I mean Scott's motion.
Yeah. Yep.
I just didn't want to miss a deadline.
Right.
Yeah, it was putting measurable goals to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Yeah. The other thing is I want to make a request for the board to look at an education of the board on Robert's Rules and Policies. I don't know if anybody believes that would be beneficial. I do. I like us to operate all on the same page, and maybe it would be beneficial if we look at that.
Can I add on to your comment? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So the state will reimburse the district the cost of you completing those modules. And there's a module that's all about policy, Robert's Rules, all of that.
I was kind of thinking as a unit, as a group education.
We have somebody coming down.
With each other.
So one of the things is, in going off of what was, we've been trying to set up a date for MASB to come in and do a board training. And so we actually have, I didn't have time because I was hoping in our work session to bring, you know, bring this up. July 12th or 13th or the 20th are the three options we have where they'll come in and do an evening training with the whole board.
Right. I know that Tom had an organization on Robert's Rules that he had used that was really good as well. Yeah. So I don't know if, you know, that would be something that would be available. And also our board policies are specific to this board. So I believe any board policies that we review should be with the board and our current policies, not an oversight on policy. That would be my recommendation.
Is your guy still
around here, Tom? Yeah, he's here in southern Michigan. I'd have to ask to see his availability if we had some dates. J.D. Glaser, he's very good.
So on those three dates I gave you for July, I really need all seven board members to be a part of that. It's an important night for this board development.
We could choose who we want to train with, right? I mean, there's other options for training. I'm just saying.
So this one is very important that this training with MASB be done. It's kind of like the beginning.
Is this the one that I took?
No, this is... Really, this is a whole board training right there that's focusing on what, on our norms, what we do. And then from that meeting, you guys can then start to decide whether trainings you want. So it's like the 101 class, but it's not the exact same one that you've
had. I think I'm not sure that we're on the same page on this. Maybe this is just something that we can mention for further discussion.
Right.
Because I think that we're kind of talking in circles.
This first one needs to happen from MASB, and then after that, you guys can then at that night, say, okay,
why does it have to happen? Like, I'm just catching up why this has to happen by these dates.
This is when the trainer can come in and do the training.
Okay.
Is those three dates that she had. We were trying to get her in here back in May, but she had shoulder surgery, so she couldn't. So that's otherwise we would have had her in here sooner to do a board level.
Anyway. My last thing was the VA reached out to me again. They have scholarships and opportunities for students that they would love to be able to let the students know about. And I know I've brought it up a couple times. They just recently contacted me again and said kind of what can we expect. Yep. So
I'll reach out to them here.
The VA. Andy has a contact person for that.
I do. Yeah.
Jefferson Schools is looking at picking up, I heard.
We may as well get some of that money.
What's wrong
with that?
Anyone else?
Yeah, I do have one thing. I know that we were going to do some site reviews of the schools. I don't know if that's set up yet or where we're at on that. I know when Julie was here, we did several of them.
Yeah. So in August, that you'll be back at out there.
Any way we can do it before? Because I personally, I'd like to see the progress as it goes along. And that helps me. So I know, I think with Julie, we probably did two or three a year.
During the middle of a project?
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, usually on Tuesdays, they did their rounds. And I didn't come. Started at 9 o'clock. If you want me to check with Clark, I can.
Yep. No, I'll take care of that. I'll get one set up for you guys. It'll be after. It'll be the week of the July 10th. Will be the first one that we'll have.
Okay.
Because we're going to have a quick walk, brief one this Thursday, and then there isn't one that week of the 4th.
Oh, you don't have. Okay. Yep. They usually did one every week. They didn't.
We do. We just started them up.
Okay.
So board members are invited to those or not invited to those? I'm trying to catch up on the two conversations.
So that was what I didn't know, that had been a practice in the past.
Oh, okay.
And so let me work on getting that put together here for you.
Just to tell you what's going on and the problems that running into and things that, you know, you should be aware of in the future. And like, for example, I remember we went to Arborwood, and they found out that there was some beams made of wood that were deteriorating. They had to put in some steel as opposed to wood.
I thought it was Custer.
Custer too?
I think it was Custer.
Arborwood was a big problem there. Yeah. But Custer made it.
Just a friendly thought. Maybe we hold a few board meetings at schools and do something before and meet there. It also gives a little bit more accessibility to people to participate in the audience at particular schools.
Yeah. So the running a board meeting at the schools will be based off the conversation in July due to our live streaming and everything we do. Mm-hmm. So from there, we'll make that conversation happen.
May I ask just one question?
Yes, ma'am.
So, Tom, when you were talking about the individual that could possibly provide training on Robert's Rules,
yeah.
What organizations are they affiliated with?
I'd have to get that from him.
Okay.
I can tell you.
But you said it's like a South.
Well, he's I don't know how he's part of an organization, but he individually is certified, and he does it for a lot of political organizations.
Okay.
So.
I think he has material that he gets you to at the end.
Oh, well, yeah, that's where I got this. So, yeah,
kind of nice to have that. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll check with him and get his answer with him.
Okay,
anyone else? Scott? Can we get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Support?
Support.
Show of hands. This meeting has been adjourned.
All right. Have a great 4th of July, everybody.